May the blessing of our dear Lord infuse your hearts and minds and spark holy perseverance in building up his kingdom. Well, just as an aside, I wanted to let you know that Eric is very, very grateful for the way you've been helping Pastor Carlos. And you've been a tremendous blessing. He's had people from all over the world buying his products, buying his flutes and flute bags and all kinds of things, and donating to the ministry in Nicaragua. And many of his things are totally dedicated to Nicaragua's needs. So thank you so much for your hearts being responsive. The Lord is so happy with us right now, and I'm just thrilled that we've been able to make a difference. And Eric was bringing up to me how impossible it is for them to build a latrine because they get paid $250 a day in labor in the field, and a latrine costs $400 American dollars, you know. So the idea, you know, the ability for them to build a latrine or to have the materials for the latrine is just way, way out of their reality as far as money and funding goes. So we have met some very serious needs down there. And of course, those bring up health issues when you don't have a latrine. So thank you so much, dear ones. And we'll keep an eye on his needs. By the way, some of you have asked me how to see how he keeps up with it. And if you go to ericthefluteMaker.com, if you go to that site and you click on articles, and then you click on past, present, and future. Eric can be very entertaining. Down at the bottom of the page, you'll see a list of needs that have been met already and ones that are coming. Okay, so on with the message. And I got the spring cleaning bug a little bit today, and I've gotten a Martha bug. And so it kind of went over my threshold of compulsive addictive behavior. Don't get me too close to that threshold, because I'll fall off into the depths of it in a heartbeat. The Lord is reeling me back in. Enough, Martha, my dear, he began. Now you are here to form a people's heart unto me. Lord, I know I've been way too focused on me lately and organizing. Please forgive me and help me to get back where I need to be. He continued, you are letting busy work interfere. You need to put a stop to that. And your son is here to take over, Claire. And I do mean take over. You can let go. His hands are capable. And I need you. I need you. I need you. Please set the unessential things aside, and let's go on now. Much has gotten done, much is set up to be accomplished, but now I need you to turn it over to him. You have a hard time letting go. Did you know that? I do? Yes, you do. Oh, isn't it funny how we can be so blind to our faults? Besides your quick nature and perfectionism, you are a bit overbearing. You have seen he can handle things. Give him a list and let go where you can hand it to him. Move on and get back to me. I'm waiting for you, you know. Then he began to address you, heart dwellers, all of us heart dwellers. My brides, this is a season of learning the essentials and serving me. Many of you are very ambitious as far as how you can stretch your day, your energy, your time. You expect too much of yourselves and end up exhausted, frustrated, and unable to serve me in the more important matters. I would like to call you to accountability with your time. I would like you to consider what you accomplish for me and what you have done strictly for yourself. For instance, projects to beautify your space can become very self-serving and cause you to become more involved in yourself, your vanities, and the world. Then you're chasing your tail, because enough is never enough. Rather, I want you to be chasing me and my needs during the day. And then this Rhema came up. This is the New International Version. It's from Haggai 1 and 2. A call to build the house of the Lord. In the second year of King Darius, on the first day of the sixth month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai to Zerubbabel and Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest. This is what the Lord Almighty says. These people say, the time has not yet come to rebuild the Lord's house. Then the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Is it a time for you yourselves to be living in your paneled houses while this house remains a ruin? Now this is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. You have planted much, but harvested little. You eat, but never have enough. You drink, but never have your fill. You put on clothes, but are not warm. You earn wages, only to put them in a purse with holes in it. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. Go up into the mountains and bring down timber and build my house, so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored, says the Lord. You expected much, but see, it turned out to be little. What you brought home, I blew away. Why, declares the Lord Almighty? Because of my house, which remains a ruin, while each of you is busy with your own house. Therefore, because of you, the heavens have withheld their dew and the earth its crops. I called for a drought on the fields and the mountains, on the grain, the new wine, the olive oil, and everything else the ground produces, on people and livestock, and on all the labor of your hands. Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the whole remnant of the people obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the message of the prophet Haggai, because the Lord their God had sent him, and the people feared the Lord. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, gave this message of the Lord to the people. I am with you, declares the Lord. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of the whole remnant of the people. They came and began to work on the house of the Lord Almighty, their God, on the 24th day of the sixth month. Things haven't changed much, have they, guys? Okay, on the 21st day of the seventh month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Speak to Zerubbabel and to Joshua, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people. Ask them, who of you is left who saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Does it not seem to you like nothing? But now be strong, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, Joshua, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord, and work, for I am with you, declares the Lord Almighty. This is what I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. And I just want to take an aside here and say this is really also about America right now, and the changing of the guard, and the changes that are happening in this country. Scripture continues, this is what the Lord Almighty says. In a little while, I once more shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. I will shake all the nations, and what is desired by all nations will come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord. The glory of the present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty. On the 24th day of the ninth month, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Haggai. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Ask the priests what the law says. If someone carries consecrated meat in the fold of their garment, and that fold touches some bread or stew, some wine or olive oil or other food, does it become consecrated? The priest answered him, no. Then Haggai said, if a person defiled by contact with a dead body touches one of these things, does it become defiled? Yes, the priest replied, it becomes defiled. Haggai said, so it is with this people and this nation in my sight, declares the Lord. Whatever they do and whatever they offer, there is defiled. Now give careful thought to this. From this day on, consider how things were before one stone was laid on another in the Lord's temple. When anyone came to a heap of 20 measures, there were only 10. When anyone went to a wine vat to draw 50 measures, there were only 20. I struck all the work of your hands with blight, mildew, and hail, yet you did not return to me, says the Lord. From this day on, from this 24th day of the 9th month, give careful thought to the day when the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid. Give careful thought. Is there yet any seed left in the barn? Until now, the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree have not borne fruit. From this day on, I will bless you. Zerubbabel, the Lord's signet ring. The word of the Lord came to Haggai a second time on the 24th day of the month. Tell Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, that I am going to shake the heavens and the earth. I will overturn royal thrones and shatter the power of foreign kingdoms. I will overthrow chariots and their drivers, horses and their riders will fall, each by the sword of his brother. On that day, declares the Lord Almighty, I will take you, my servant Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, declares the Lord, and I will make you like my signet ring, for I have chosen you, declares the Lord Almighty. Whew. Well, I certainly can't help but think of President Trump in this particular portion of Scripture. Seems very much like President Trump has been chosen as the Lord's signet ring. But this is a time of sowing into the kingdom of God and building up the kingdom of God. On a personal level, what we can do in our own small little lives, and on a national level, on a church level, on a national level, around the world, this is the time for action and for building up the Lord's kingdom. It's a very exciting time. And the Lord began after the scripture. Yes, beloved, tell my people and lay it to heart yourself as well. This is the time for building up my kingdom. This is the time for new beginnings that will open the floodgates of heaven. But if you do not lay it to heart, if you roam about in your own will, there will be tragedy and sadness. I am not threatening you. I am merely saying, work now while you have the strength, the light, the inspiration. Do not waste your energies on your own nest. Rather be about my business, helping me with my kingdom on earth. For instance, your giving to Nicaragua was a godly thing, building up my kingdom. You were supporting a pastor with great vision and very little resources. But now that you have taken note and allowed your hearts to be touched, you are building up my kingdom in Nicaragua, and I shall prosper you, not only in resources to be shared, but energy, foresight, focus, and execution, for I am with you. You, Claire, have decisions to make about spreading my words to you abroad. This is not a little matter. Rather, it is important for you to focus your prayers on acquiring my understanding on how to go about this. Yeah, I have to say, guys, advertising is just not my field. I could work for art directors in advertising and take photographs to communicate what they wanted, but I never really understood advertising or how to go about it. It was just beyond my focus. So I could use your prayers here. He really wants his words to be getting out there. And we have some issues with Amazon. We're having a little bit of a hard time getting certain things up, all of the materials for the Left Behind are having just one heck of a time getting them back up since the person who worked for me before dissolved our account. So please pray for me and pray for us to make the right decisions to get things out. Okay. Also, we need to be tax exempt, and that was something we were going to be a charitable foundation, and the paperwork that was prepared by someone who had worked for IRS was not accepted by them, and we still haven't heard back from the attorney that we paid to work on this, so please pray for us with that. That's a serious need right now, because tax time is here. So, thank you for your prayers. Okay, moving on, let's see. The great temptation here is to spend these precious graces on trivia, spring cleaning, organizing, etc. No, do only what is essential. Hand on to others what others can do and free yourselves up for me. Those of you who have the resources to have someone clean and cook for you, by all means use them. Give as much as you can of the mundane tasks over to others and come into your prayer closet with me for times of refreshing, restoration, and direction. You will be met by great opposition, using your compulsive, addictive nature to join in the move of deep cleaning your houses in the spring. All the things that hit you in the spring. I'm asking you to beware of the wiles of the devil to sidetrack you. For several years now that I've been with you through this very frail vessel, you've observed how easily she is thrown off track, and that you too have been derailed. I'm telling you, my people, most seriously, you must resist the temptation to do these things. I will let you know the season for doing this if it becomes necessary. But now is not that season. Now is the time to get into the ocean current of building up my kingdom and flowing in my spirit to my destination while you still have the light of day to work by. Many of you have taken these messages to heart and applied yourselves to new directions. You have already abandoned those things that did not contribute to my kingdom. For you, this is just a heads up to avoid being derailed by the enemy. Yes, that is another dimension. Things will be thrown at you from left field. Take my hand and walk upon the waters to a safe destination and the fulfillment of our dreams. Do not allow threats to dampen your joy as you are moving forward. There will be many. But as long as I'm guiding you and you are following, I will lead you right through their midst and back into the work I've ordained for you. Just keep your eyes open so you will see it coming. Do not allow yourselves to be side-blinded. Nothing is happening to you that I did not give permission for, that I did not see coming, that I do not have a provision for delivering you out of the hands of evil. Yes, I am pleased. Very pleased indeed with your tender hearts for the poor, that you love indeed and not just in word, that you follow through on your assignments from me, especially prayer and whatever I give you to promote the kingdom, that you are faithful in supporting this ministry with your prayers, which make a world of difference for Claire every day. I'm with you to rebuild my house. Go now in peace and know that the very power of God is infusing, guiding, and equipping you to do my will. Do not shrink back from any challenge. There's nothing we cannot accomplish together. Do not be intimidated, for greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. That's 1 John 4:4. Keep this message before you, beloved, and continue on to the goal of the high calling in my anointing.